Restorative justice is being used to satisfactorily resolve matters such as failure to repay loans or fulfill other financial commitments within the community, failure to pay rent, disputes over money, property damage, boundary disputes, minor wounding, assaults and confrontations, defamation of character, and threats. An interesting feature of restorative justice is that participation is voluntary and the offender is a key part of the process.
A significant feature of restorative justice processes is that they can only be applied where the offender willingly accepts responsibility for his or her actions and consents freely and fully to participate in the process of restoration of the harm that has occurred. So it's a voluntary process. The victim of the harm must likewise agree to be a part of the process, and therefore it is entirely consensual.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. Restorative conferencing is a tool used in the process of addressing and repairing the harm done. It can be used at any stage of the criminal justice process, but it is typically employed in the early stages. Conferencing brings the victim and offender face to face to discuss the crime and its impact. This process involves participation from supporters for both the victim and offender. Representatives from the criminal justice system may also be present in the conference process. A trained facilitator guides the participants in a dialogue about the crime and its impact. The facilitator ensures that each participant has a voice in the proceedings.
The dialogue is far more important than the agreement itself. In other words, the journey, that hour and a half in the conference sharing, is more important than the actual signing of the agreement, though it is important.
Acting Director, Restorative Justice Unit, Royden Hall. The conferencing process can be divided into three parts: pre-conference preparation, the actual conference, and post-conference follow-up. In preparing for the conference, the facilitator will meet with each of the participants prior to the start of the session. The facilitator may then monitor the completion of any agreement arising from the process.
After the agreement is signed, we have a responsibility to follow up on whatever it is that was agreed on. That is the facilitators and the center managers.
In the conference, the victim and offender each tell their story. They talk about the events of the crime and its subsequent impact on their lives. They can each ask questions of the other and in the process build a common understanding of the events that occurred. The victim's supporters are able to talk about the crime, its impact on their loved one, and on their own lives. The supporters of the offender express how the offending behavior has impacted them and provide extra insight into how the offender may have been led to commit the offense.
In the investigation, we don't ask interrogative questions, we ask affective questions, which goes to the emotion. We don't want to find out from persons why they did anything, we just want them to tell the story and explain to us what you were thinking at the time, and if you know who was affected by what you did and what you really want to do to make things right.
Acting Director, Restorative Justice Unit, Royden Hall. Lenville Pottinger, who was an offender, says he values the experience.
I'm particularly pleased with the way how the restorative justice system handled the whole procedure. I would recommend the justice system to anybody who have an interest in matter. Rather than going through the court, they could use that medium and they would be more or less pleased.
Restorative conferencing empowers individuals, groups, and communities to respond in a positive manner to crime, wrongdoing, and the harm caused by offenders. It can also create satisfactory outcomes, which enable productive relationships, and eliminates the reprisal culture by enabling individuals to have access to a dispute resolution process at the early stage of conflict and avoid violent escalation.
Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Measles is a highly contagious disease that kills and is now a threat to countries worldwide.
Children who are not fully immunized against measles can get the disease and put us all at risk.
Parents and guardians, take your children to the nearest health center for the free measles vaccine.
Remember to take along your child's immunization card or child health development passport.
Let's keep Jamaica measles free.
For more information, contact the Ministry of Health at moh.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.